Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today, we're digging into a game-changing moment for the gaming industry: the ratification of the 2025 video game agreement by SAG-AFTRA. With a stunning 95% approval from union members, this contract marks a major victory for labor rights in gaming. At the heart of the agreement are meaningful upgrades to compensation, safety protocols, and groundbreaking new safeguards against the unauthorized use of artificial intelligence in creative roles. This is more than just a win for actors. It sets a new standard for workers throughout the interactive entertainment world. As voice actors and performers get back to work, the end of the strike highlights how crucial ongoing dialogue is between unions and gaming companies. Their collaboration helps ensure that creative interests are protected, especially as technology transforms the way games are made and experienced. One of the breakthrough aspects of the new agreement is its robust protection from unauthorized AI usage, which was a serious concern for those working in creative roles. With AI tools evolving at lightning speed, many feared for their artistic identities and the security of their jobs. The new contract addresses these concerns by introducing clear consent requirements and compensation models for use of digital likenesses and voices. This move could set the standard for future negotiations, not only in the United States, but potentially worldwide. Beyond setting a historic precedent, the new video game contract may inspire similar organizing in adjacent fields, as creative workers everywhere navigate the impacts of new technologies. Looking ahead, the gaming industry remains as creative and commercially dynamic as ever, despite the months-long disruption caused by the strike. Anticipation is high for upcoming releases. Whether you're exploring urban landscapes, diving into fantastical realms, or hunting for the next must-have gadget, one of the most talked-about returns is Mega City in Fortnite, a move that re-energizes fans and keeps the Battle Royale experience fresh. Along with the big names, there's fresh competition in the world of gaming hardware. The new Aya Neo handheld aims to rival top contenders like the Steam Deck and Nintendo Switch. Fans are also buzzing about a reimagined Cyberpunk 2077, heading to the Nintendo Switch 2, promising enhanced visuals and technical performance. That's just the start. Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, is set to make waves, with its striking landscapes and deeply atmospheric storytelling. Meanwhile, Wild Hearts is building the hype with its innovative blend of action and cooperative gameplay. Developed by Omega Force, Wild Hearts transports players into a fantastical vision of Japan's feudal era, where advanced weaponry meets ancient technology in epic battles against the kimono. It's a prime example of how the industry continues to deliver rich, imaginative worlds that reward both teamwork and strategic play. On the mobile side, the genre mix keeps expanding, with games like Echoes of Creation attracting fans of idle action RPGs through its clever resource management. Spirit Crossing provides a thoughtful take on life simulation, inviting players to build communities and shape stories at their own pace. Not to be outdone, live service titles are keeping players coming back with regular updates. New Bloxel Gun codes in Bloxel Gun let you score custom rewards and personalize your arsenal. Despite the celebrations and new releases, the industry is also dealing with notable challenges. Subnautica 2 has been pushed back to 2026, as Unknown Worlds undergoes significant internal restructuring. These changes have sparked concerns over quality and creative direction, because delays at this scale can cost studios upwards of $250 million in potential payouts. For Subnautica's passionate fanbase, the wait is tough, and community backlash, including calls to boycott, is already making headlines. The turbulence doesn't end there. Just recently, Wargaming canceled their much-anticipated Steel Hunters project, surprising longtime fans of the franchise. On the cybersecurity front, a data breach tied to McDonald's McHire platform has exposed lingering vulnerabilities within major corporate tech systems. It's a cautionary tale about the importance of robust data protection for gamers, developers, and partners alike. Meanwhile, Nintendo's decision to discontinue its game vouchers program signals shifting consumer preferences and evolving business strategies. This move caught bargain hunters and longtime Nintendo fans off guard, as the voucher system was popular for securing discounts on first-party titles. Beyond titles and tech, hardware innovation is another driving force. Take the recently unveiled Asus ROG Strix G18 laptop, for example. Boasting the power of an Intel Core Ultra 9 processor and the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5080 GPU, it's engineered for peak gaming performance. There are trade-offs, of course. The hefty size and limited battery life make it less ideal for gamers on the move. Still, as computers keep pushing technical boundaries, it's clear that players are willing to balance portability for pure processing muscle and graphics capabilities. Even with all the industry upheaval lately, there's room for lighter news that shows the heart and humor of the gaming community. The GameStop 2025 Staplegate charity auction is a prime example of turning a bizarre mishap into a cause for good. During a minor accident at one of its retail stores, a Nintendo Switch 2 console suffered unexpected damage thanks to a misplaced stapler. Now, that iconic console, repaired and reboxed, complete with the original retail packaging still bearing the evidence of its unique ordeal, is on the auction block. There's even a certificate of authenticity signed by GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen, transforming a minor incident into a collectible artifact. The gaming community has rallied in support, driving up bids and ensuring that all proceeds benefit Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Auctions like these capture the gaming world's unique ability to find joy and meaning in unexpected places, uniting players, retailers, and charities. But it's not just quirky stories that make headlines. The real driving force behind the industry is community engagement. Marvel Rivals recently saw an early leak of Blade's ultimate ability, igniting lively debates about game balance and creative character design. These moments spark theories, speculation, and discussion across forums and streams, enriching the gaming experience for novices and veterans alike. In-person events are helping players reconnect, like the launch party for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Plus 4 at Shreddenham's in Bristol, a celebration of skating culture and family-friendly fun. These gatherings offer opportunities for face-to-face play, skill demonstrations, and the exchange of stories that help define gaming as a shared cultural touchstone. Meanwhile, tabletop fans are getting a major nostalgia kick with Magic: The Gathering's latest set, Edge of Eternities, which marks the triumphant return of Slivers. The new cards are inspiring players to experiment with deck construction and battle strategies, creating a bridge between longtime enthusiasts and those just discovering the hobby. These innovations keep Magic fresh while respecting its storied legacy and passionate player base. Looking ahead to July 25, PlayStation Plus members are in for a treat, with a lineup that includes Cyberpunk 2077, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, and Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. This selection showcases PlayStation's ongoing dedication to delivering premium experiences and keeping players engaged month after month. Each title delivers something distinct, from open-world adventures to innovative mechanics that push the limits of interactive storytelling. It's a strong statement about the enduring appeal of narrative-driven, visually stunning games, and a reminder that content is still king. As the industry continues to evolve, the recent SAG-AFTRA agreement stands as a foundational step towards a more equitable future for all creative roles. It reminds us that players and creators share a deep stake in the stories, systems, and communities that make gaming so compelling. The industry's future won't just be defined by new titles, faster hardware, or the latest trends in live streaming. Instead, it will be built on the voices of those who create and play, ensuring that every innovation respects the rights and contributions of its people. It's this collaborative spirit that's reshaping the sector, From strengthening worker protections to fostering more inclusive and imaginative games. Looking at the months ahead, we'll see how these shifting forces play out across markets, genres, and communities. The influx of new titles, hardware innovations, and labor agreements is painting an optimistic picture for the industry's next chapter. At each checkpoint, there are opportunities for critical reflection about how industry practices, cultural values, and creative processes can be refined and reimagined. It's a thrilling time as the collective energy of gamers and industry pros drives real change and paves the way for future successes. Whether you're a developer, a streamer, or that friend who always knows every Easter egg, your voice keeps the heart of gaming beating strong. So stay tuned, stay critical, and keep playing, because the story of gaming is still being written, one innovation and one community at a time. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.